Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Glad to have you again here today in a wonderful day. This is another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it, and I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said, and I trust in the Word of God. God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Amen. That we would call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. We always desire to give you the grassroots level of information. Listeners ask to call in and give it a biblical experience so we can grow thereby. The subject is how to protect your mind. Protect your mind. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able. You say where two or three come together in your name, and that's where you'll be in the midst. And, Lord, we thank you for being among us, oh, God, as we go forth in this endeavor, oh, God, to get the truth from our friends, our cousins, oh, God, and our relatives, our neighbors, and whosoever will. You say let him come. And, Lord, as we're reaching out through electronic means, look upon the widows and offering those that are sick and those that are incarcerated. Oh, God, those that are going through stress and times. And, Lord, we ask you to bless. Bless by healing. God, bless by deliverance. Bless by giving them information that they can grow thereby. And, Lord, we look upon each and every one. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen, amen. God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We thank you and you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. That we can all can share. Amen. And be a part of this great, great broadcast God has given to spread the truth throughout the world. Amen. Those that are calling in for the first time, we always, amen, give you the call numbers. Amen. And we also, you can visit us at www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can visit us there. You can go to media. Then you click on media and go down to the bottom. Amen. You can visit us on Facebook and YouTube. Amen. Live streaming. Amen. As well as if you desire to support the broadcast, you can click on donations. But we're always happy to have you and you, amen, that we can all grow and be a part of the family of God, the family of God. How to protect your mind. Protect your mind. One of the most precious things that you have, what you have, and amen, you can lose everything. Amen. But if you got a sound mind, if you got a good footing on who you are and what you're about in Christ, and knowing God loved you, he gave his son, amen, and you, it's you that he's interested in because he worked through you, amen. God worked through you and to you, amen. So it's important to protect how you think with him. Important to think how, amen, how God loves you and how God care about you and how you care about yourself. Amen. What about you? Have you thought about yourself? Amen. You got to love yourself. You got to be thankful for who you are. Amen. And once you be thankful for who you are and what you are, amen, and then you, when you begin to pray, amen, God can hear you clearly. Amen. And you can go right on, amen, and be successful. Many brothers and sisters are not really successful because of the fact, amen, they hit and miss. They generalize in prayer, amen. They talk so many different things. They think so many different things. But when it comes down to prayer, their mind is not clear, amen, on what they want God to do, what they want God to do in their life, amen. In the book of Romans, we will go to Romans. We will start off right there, amen, first. And we always stress the idea of making sure you have, amen, one of the clearest Bible translations as possible, then build from there. Amen. King James Bible, amen, is known all over the world. The King James Study, then you got the New International Bible. You have the Amplified Bible. You have the Good News Bible, American Standard. Amen. You can build, amen, with those Bibles and have a good dictionary, Bible dictionary, and concordance. Amen. So as you sit down and study God's Word and pray over, amen, asking the Holy Spirit to help you, amen, that you can be clear, amen. And at time to time, He can help amplify the Word of God, amen, through your life that you can carry out and help others. Amen. In the book of Romans, Paul is talking to the Romans, amen, is one of the richest countries during the time, amen, or some of the highly metropolitan, buying and selling, and one of the great ports of entry, amen, all commercial goods. And they had so much going on, amen, in those areas of riches and publicity, amen, and politics. And Paul had to remind the ministry, remind the church, amen, beginning at the 12th chapter of the book of Romans. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. Being out, put yourself and not in areas where it's contaminated much as possible. Amen. For living and associating, amen, what you call becoming holy. Amen. Living separate from a lot of things that you know it will contaminate your mind and your attitude towards God. To be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be proved what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. That is a subject matter, amen, that many saints of God, young in Christ, many of those that are out there when they accept Christ and they see the material in Bible study, sometimes they only pick up the Sunday school books, only pick up the Bible, when they all pick up a Bible, and when they go to church, and be so much pressure and stress on the teachers in the church, amen, to special Bible studies, amen, to help clarify and try to help build faith in the brothers and sisters. But we thank God them for them coming, amen, that their mind can be saved, amen, that their mind will not take them astray on the old information that they had received before they came to Christ, amen. Whatever motive they had, amen, they have to build on it. They have to build on it. They can't just live on old information. You can't live on old information. Amen. Everything is always moving. Everything is always moving. Amen. Trees grow. Time change. People change. Amen. And so things changes and time is changing. Amen. And you have to be able to adapt. Amen. Understand what God's saying about His Word. What God's saying about His Word. And His Word, amen, is always perfect. His word would always help you through your times. A word of God would always help you as time grows on. If you decide today, amen, you want to be a truck driver, you want to drive, you want to fly airplanes, you want to drive submarines, amen, first thing you have to do is study. You have to study because of the complexity of the machinery. To be a doctor, a nurse, be a cook, a musician, Amen. You got to start applying yourself and learning the theories. Amen. If you say, if you think about it, well, I'm going to do it today, and you say, well, I'm going to wait till next week or next year, time's still moving on. Time is moving on, and you're still contemplating, well, I think I'm going to start. I think I'm going to do this. Amen. But your mind, amen, has not increased. So you have to be able to apply your mind. Paul has said also in Philippians, amen, dealing with the mind, we can go, there are about, amen, I think it was 38 more references pertaining to the mind. That's why we're saying if you get a good Bible dictionary, a good concordance Bible, amen, it'll run you through about how important God talks about the mind. But Colossians, in the fourth chapter, amen, a portion here, and Paul was talking about, I know the Lord God gave me this many years ago, amen, concerning about the mind. And I wasn't even thinking about the situation. I had just had, amen, I was so determined to do certain things and had my agenda laid out, amen, after consecration and praying, and I had things laid out. But I had a history. I know I had a history, amen, of setting up plans. If it didn't work out, it would frustrate me, amen. And it I would try to take it out, not take it out, but I would just be very uncooperative in my environment. Amen. Everybody knew I was upset about something. So it's important that you find out who you are, what your weaknesses are. Amen. What those things are in your mind, your plans, what you have set up. And God began to deal with that. The enemy used that against your growth, against your spiritual growth. And this is what Paul has said, amen, in the book of Philippians. He wrote fourth verse, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Amen. Don't be anxious and excited for something, because the enemy can use that against you. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Remember, Christ is our all in all. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. But we have an obligation to be careful what we allow in our mind. We have so much data going on all day long, amen, so much data, amen, moving around us, amen, songs, letters, friends, relatives, drive-by, talking, and transportation is going in and out of your ears. Amen. You have a job, amen, to decide what you will set there, amen, and let and allow that you think on. Paul went further. He said, brethren, the eighth verse, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. It's very important how you think. It's important that how you think. Amen. The book of James said, James 1 and 8 verses, he said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. How God can work, there's a song to use me, Lord, use me. How he can use you when your mind is not clear. Amen. We pray for God to give us a blessing. You got to be just generalizing. God bless me. Well, what kind of blessing are you asking? What are you asking? The daylight, the night, you need a car, a shoe, a plan, or whatever, then you wonder why he haven't blessed you. God is specific. The God we serve, he's the creator of all mankind. Amen. He doesn't read your mind. He doesn't force anything on you. He didn't force salvation on you. Amen. But he it's so many cars out there, so many homes out there, so much different problems out there. And you have to be very specific with God. Amen. We ask God, amen, about something. We have to believe, what we're asking, what we're asking. Amen. We have to believe in what we're asking. And that when you ask God for something, amen, you have to have, amen, a hope and a desire for what you have and what you have and what you're going through. We should not let problems come in our life without us being proactive to find out how can we solve the problem. I know, amen, we're, as you begin to come up, a problem will arise, amen, a financial problem, your job or your living standards, your education, and it kind of hinders you, and you can tell sometime it frustrates your life because you want to do better and go better, but you just sit there and pray. But God wants you to be proactive. He wants you to be proactive. You either got to get more education, you got to get a better job, amen. You got to be don't sit there in a problem, amen, and let that problem become immune to any other problem, and next thing you know, it'll be stagnated, and you can't grow. Your mind is always cluttered with this problem. Uzziah and Isaiah was a great prophet, but every time Isaiah would look around, everything, I guess, was frustrating his mind. He says, till the day that King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord. Amen. Now, that's a big statement for a prophet. In other words, the things that Uzziah did, he was so great in the land, so great in the country. God brought Uzziah up. Amen. But Uzziah died as a leper because Uzziah overstepped his boundaries with God. Amen. But listen, you have a proactive job. Amen. God will solve your problems. God will help you if you try to help yourself. And this is where the mind come in. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Amen. God wants us to be proactive. He wants us to be, amen, clutter out of your mind. Garbage in, garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out. Imagination in, imagination out. Amen. Amen. Let's survey what you're thinking about. If it's negativity, because if you're not solving a problem, you're going to build yourself up full of negativity. Full of negativity. Is a problem in there, and your mind becomes to come through, you know, God don't, and you study the Bible, and the Holy Spirit says, no, this is not right. Amen. That's why I always be concerned, because how the Lord taught me many things. When I begin to fast and pray about a situation, the Lord let me know. Amen. If I had a problem, he'll let me know what to do. Amen. He says, seek and you'll find. Knock on the door, be open. Amen. His word speaks. Amen. Then I have to be active to the word. And sometimes I just fast, and he said, well, what do you want? I said, well, Lord, they told me to fast. Then I had to evaluate, amen, fasting. Is that being religious, or did I really have a problem? And sometimes, so I'm going to fast over this, and I really didn't have to fast over it. The word was showing me, amen, here it is right here. The scripture pop up over and over again because God speaks through his word. He speaks to you, amen. He wants you to be clean your mind up. How you clean your mind up is how you think. How you think. What you think on, positive things, good things, amen. That was a story, and we're going to go to the lines. Amen. I read about a king in Africa. He had a son. His son was going around to his 12th birthday, and he was a hunchback. He was born with a hunchback. And the king went to him and said, well, son, what would you want for your birthday? He said, Father, I'd like to have a statue. And he said, oh, my God. And this one thing he really, he was concerned about, embarrassing his son. So he tried to talk him out of it. And he said, okay then, son, well, okay, you sure you want that? He said, yes, Father. I don't want a statue like I am looking now. I want a statue straight up like I was born, you know, like everybody else. I want a statue stood up straight like a man, and I want to sit in front of my window out there in the garden. So the father said, well, okay then. He did it reluctantly. He had it done. Then time and time after the father had put up the statue, the son will go outside. He will go outside and stand in front of the statue. He will groan. He will stretch. And he will leap. He will jump. Then he will go back in. Sometimes he do it 3 times a day or more, whatever he feel. But every day, religiously, he will go out there. He will go out. He did that for 8 years. 8 years he did that. And on his 20th birthday, amen, he was standing toe-to-toe with the statue, looking him in the eye. Amen. And he was a symbol to all the people around, amen, concerning, amen, this young man, this prince, amen. He didn't give up. Proverbs says, a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. He had a picture before him in his mind, and he knew if he did all he can, Proverbs 23:7, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. In his heart and his mind, amen, it was such on fire about what he wanted to do. And nobody could not stop talking him down. Negativity could not get to him because he knew, amen, he wanted to be normal like everybody else. And he was going to do his part. He was going to do his part. Amen. He was a symbol of an encouragement and perseverance. Amen. He made that body. He worked that body. That's how you can work your mind. You can work your mind. Amen. Many years ago, amen, my first beginning in the ministry, I heard a man was on the radio, and I was struggling with what I should think of or whatever. I really didn't think it should be that important. I know I was saved. Amen. That's one thing nobody can talk me out of. But for my growth and my prayers to God, I didn't know that was kind of hindered. Amen. And I heard a man was talking there. He said, now, you can't let the stuff stay in your mind. Amen. You should evaluate it. And then he said, now, you know, if you was home by yourself and somebody knock on the door and you was keeping the house and you open the door to see who it is and talk with the person and a hog run in the house and he got slop all over him, mud all over him. And he'll run all up and down all through the house. You wouldn't just say, oh, get out, little hoggy. Get out, little hoggy. He said, no, you get a broom and a brush, a stick, and throw things and get him out of the house. Because you know you got to clean that house up, spray it down, bleach it down, and whatever it is, because you know he had muddied up the house. Same thing apply with your mind. Amen. You have to decide in yourself, amen, this is where you want to go with God. Amen. If you want to be saved, amen, you know at the sign in yourself. Amen. Once you get in Christ, you're not going to have to worry about dying. You got a better life coming ahead of you here and after. But while you're here, God wants to say, listen, you got a lot of information in your mind. You got to learn how to get that garbage out of it. Amen. And let it go through. All day long, you're going to have people calling at you, blowing horns at you. Amen. The neighborhood dog barking at you. Amen. So many things come through your mind. So many things come through your ears. You see a lot of things from day to day. You have to learn how to shake it off. Like a duck's back. Rain, shake it off. You know, let it go through. You can't stop it from coming. It's coming. But you can shake it off, walk it off. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Walk away. Be nice. Let's shake it off. Move on. Amen. And think on something positive. Be positive. God's people, we have to read a lot, grow your mind, grow, be specific with God, and you can get places. You can go places with God. Amen. God bless you for protecting your mind. That's what we're talking about in this study. Protect your mind. That's the most valuable thing you ever will have. That's the only thing you got that's more valuable next to your soul. Amen. Your mind. Amen. You believe Jesus, if a man can believe it, he can receive it. And you know how you can believe something? You get it down in your mind and get it in your soul. Amen. And get down in your heart. It's hard to say. Tell somebody, say, oh, he don't want to listen. He got a stubborn mind. That's a stubborn man. Why? Because of the information they have gotten in their heart, in their mind. Amen. Amen. So it takes new information. Paul was telling the Romans, now we got to get new information now, brethren. You're in the family of Christ now. You can't use that same old information. You got to renew it. Prove it out. Prove it out if it's good and acceptable. Amen. Or is it worrying you and bothering you? Amen. If it does, that's not the Spirit of God. That's not the Spirit of God. All right, we're going to our lines now, and we are so glad to have you in the studio, you and you. Amen. Those of you who want to contact us after the broadcast, go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. Leave us an email. We're so glad to have you, you and you. Amen. Now, how we operate, those of you who've been the first time, amen, on the broadcast, all you have to do is push 1 on your phone, and I will put in your area code and your last 4 digits. We will not give your name unless you want to give your name. Amen, because the broadcast is being recorded to help others, as well as you yourself can go back and listen to all the broadcasts, amen, that's been taking place. Amen. So all you have to do is push 1 now on your phone. The studio is open. Amen. And we're give you an area code and your last 4 digits. We're talking about and studying protect your mind. Protect your mind. Amen. Christians, amen, those that follow in Christ, amen, God through Jesus Christ, his son, amen. We love God. But now God sent his son to make things more clear. All right, we have a caller at 954. Last 4 digits is 4427. God bless you.
Good evening,
in the studio.
Good evening,
God
Bishop.
Bless you.
God bless the broadcast. Always something great to talk about in the Word of God. You know, you talk about protecting your mind. You were saying earlier to protect your mind, you gotta put something there. You gotta put something there to strengthen your mind, and mm-hmm. and that being that only thing that's gonna strengthen your mind is the Word of God. You know, the Word said that Satan is the prince of the airways. That meaning now he's been commissioned to be the prince of the airways now, so he's in all forms of communication, and it's mm-hmm. so any form of communication, he has some authority there in communication. So what a person has to do, they have to go to the only truth that they is known to man and go to the Bible. Now you see, when the devil attack Jesus after he was in the wilderness, Jesus didn't speak of himself. He only spoke what the Word said. He spoke what the Father said. He never spoke of himself. He knowing that enemy and how clever he was when it came to conversation, he didn't trust in his own knowledge, but he trusted in the Word itself. Now, we as people, when we hear the Word being preached or taught, it is our responsibility to go home now and take the message that was spoken to us and go home and spend the week going over the message, take your notes, and go over that message and see that message line up with the Word of God. We got mm-hmm. to, we mm-hmm. got to put so much of the Word of God in us that we are positive, that we are like a fountain. You know, mm-hmm. you can't put anything in a fountain because the force of the water that's coming out of a fountain is so strong, you can't put anything in it. That's the way you have to be with the Word of God. You have to put so much of the Word of God in you that no negative stuff can get in, because this positive, all the positive force is flowing out of you. That's how you then take your mind. You know, if people are a good way to get the Word in you is you come up with ways of staying in the Word. And I always thought, you know, if a person would turn to some scripture or recite some scripture or read a scripture every time they put food in their mouth, in a month mm-hmm. or so, they is strong in the word and their spirit. But you, it said, you know, we come it up. It said, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So you got to put it in. If you don't put it in, then the Holy Spirit, whose job is to bring all things of God into remembrance. So now, if you put it in, the Word of God in, the Holy Spirit will be faithful to bring it into remembrance in the time of need.
All right. Very good. Amen. That's good. Every time you eat, read a scripture. That's good.
Yeah.
Amen. You'll be read the Bible. Some of us can be read the Bible through almost. Amen. All right. God bless you as always. Amen. Protect your mind. Amen. We was coming up. Amen. If you got a trade, doesn't matter where you stay or where you move. Amen. You can always get a job or get some kind of, because where? All information is in your mind. You have learned it. You have learned that trade. Amen. It's in your mind. All right. God bless you. We're moving right along. As always, thank God for the wonderful men and women of God is listening, those that have comments. Amen. They would just, amen, speak out. Amen. Press one on your phone. Amen. We'll put you right in the studio. We're talking about protecting your mind. Protecting your mind. Amen. As many don't think so, but when Isaiah has said, if you keep your mind on me, talking about Jesus and the Word of God and the prophets, amen. He said, keep your mind in the Word. You memorize scriptures when you start going through things. Amen. Pleading the blood of Jesus. Many plead the blood of Jesus. Don't think about anything or just reciting the word. Reciting the word in your mind. Amen. And it'll keep you. It'll keep you in peace. All right. Those of you there, you can go to calling in 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. And you push 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. There's no comments. Can be said as silly enough or whatever. We can't give you any grades. Amen. Your proverb says iron sharpening iron. Amen. We're looking to, through the Word of God, to illuminate your mind, give you a revelation of how to solve, amen, solve your problem with Christ, amen. You have to be proactive, but don't generalize to God when you're praying. Don't be, God, no, I need a blessing, Lord, bless me. No, don't generalize, amen, because your mind, you should be very specific when you're talking to God, asking for prayers, asking for what type of car, house, job, salary. Let's break it all the way down. Amen. So that'll grow in you. Amen. When you ask God, amen, be very proactive and specific. Amen. Knowing. Amen. You know you how to touch God. You know how to touch him through Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Push 1 on your phone as we're going through. Somebody might have something to say about what God had brought them through. Amen. How many books you've been reading? Books help your mind. Now, when I first started out, I wasn't reading nothing but the Bible, concordance, but I found out good holy books, men and women of God, amen, that living right. And you look at the book and see what they believe in, and they'd be like a good testimony. Help you clarify information that you've been studying over. God and prompt them to write a book, to give out a testimony, amen, on a subject. And it is very helpful to help clear up your mind, because you can't be double-minded. You can't be confused. So the enemy used that. He did that with Eve. Eve, questioning Eve. Amen. When the enemy, that'd be the enemy. You have to identify that, is this the God to keep questioning my mind or keep me a concern or keep me negative about something, amen. He has to decide, is that just plain garbage? Is that plain garbage? Say garbage in, garbage out. Talk to yourself. Clear up. Is this worrying spirit? Get out of my mind. Get out of my mind. Is this kind of fearful spirit? I don't need that. God don't get me a spirit of fear. Fear, get out of here. Get out of here, spirit. I don't need this. I don't need this. Amen. Just talk to yourself. Garbage in, garbage out. All right, we can press one on your phone here. We'd like to hear from you and you expressing yourself concerning how to protect yourself. Ecclesiastes, the seventh verse, seventh chapter, is talking about knowledge is a defense. Amen. You can defend yourself. A renewing your mind. God does not take nothing from you, and you have to trust him to give you something better. He will. He will. He doesn't want you to leave your mind idle. Doesn't want you to leave your mind with nothing. And you have to be careful about all these mind games. These mind games. Ouija boards and dungeons and all these different type of mind games our children are going through. Some adults play those type of games. Amen. Open up your mind to the devil. Amen. He get in there. Amen. Those type of spirits get in your mind. All right. We're in area code 305. Last four digits, 4271. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. All right, you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I just got a thought as you were talking there. We have to, the biggest thing about us, Bishop, is our minds. You know, the computer, it
mm-hmm.
stores. You put things there and it stores it. This is a replica of our minds. See, our mind
right.
is a storage thing, and what happens is that we get a lot of things. You heard get a lot of things on your mind, and see
mm-hmm.
what God wants us to do. He wants to be relaxed. He wants to be refreshed. He wants the mind needs to be washed or somewhat debugged, if you can use that statement. You see, because we are designed to those things that are most current is what we act upon. So we need a refreshing. You see, we need to be led. You see, when you got a lot of stuff on your mind, the spirit can't lead you. You have to relax in him. That's what Jesus was talking about, rest. He give you rest. And remember he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me? That's mm-hmm. to refresh your mind. And see, this is why our affections must be kept on things above, see? So that's what the mind needs to be washed. And I remember the old church used to say all the time, they used to say, wash me, Lord, wash me. You see, this is the renewing of our mind. See, God, he liked that so that he can get all these things out of us, you know, these sinful things and old thoughts and old this and that, because we are just like a robot in a sense, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But we are able to generate our own thoughts and our own actions. So this is where God wants to lead us. So this is what I'm looking at tonight as you were talking to me. I said, wow, I never thought of it in that sense. But it's a reality. Before you can get your mind, that's the transformation. You got to let go of something so you can get hold of something. So I've heard you many times talk about how we need to absorb this word. We need to look into this Bible and look at this Bible so we can get a good understanding. So you see what I'm saying now, Bishop? You got to be washed and clean so you can receive. God is always speaking, you understand? But unless you have the nature of a sheep, you see, we just dumb before him. We must be empty before him because his desire is to feed us. So that's what I'm kind of looking at tonight, Bishop. How you doing?
All right. All right. Very good. Very good. Amen. You hit on some points there. You know, a lot of sermons out of that. These preachers. Amen. But Peter said, cast your cares upon him. You're true. Every day is a new day.
That's
amen.
Right.
You got to refresh yourself. You can't carry burdens around. Amen.
Right.
God can't tell you turn to the right, turn to the left. When you worry about yesterday,
yeah,
it's a new day now.
You know, Bishop, I had a strange thing. The Lord spoke something strange. I could hardly receive it, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you suffer deep pains, your body suffer pains, you go through periods
mm-hmm.
of sicknesses. You see, your
mm-hmm.
mind captures and hold on to just a degree of pain, how you felt. So there need to be some redemption there. You need to be delivered from even how the pain felt. You see what I'm saying? If you don't,
mm-hmm.
the body retains this, and the next time you hear somebody mention something similar to what you had, there you go again. You see, you're right back to where you was with that pain. So God
mm-hmm.
is renewing our mind. He restores our strength. But just like you say, you got to watch this pain. You got to. He said, "What? Always watch and pray." You see what I'm saying? And that's what. If you really look at watch and pray, that means that what you are praying, because that's where the watching is. God is involved in what you're saying and what you're to Him. So that's a thing there. I said, my God, I need to be always before His face. You know, we need to walk as you driving on your car. You know, He said, keep your mind on Him. He keep you in perfect peace. So that's what I was kind of looking at there.
All right. God bless you. As always, very, very enlightened. Amen. Got a lot of revelation at that. All right, anyone else? We don't want to shed anyone else out. Amen. It's good revelations when God, we come together. The Bible said, where two or three come together in His name, the Holy Spirit begin to work, amen, with us. Amen. Those of you that are listening, amen. Also, we hopefully that it will strengthen you. Amen. Yesterday is gone. It's gone. Amen. Things are moving. Time is moving. Amen. But you can't bring yesterday with you. That's luggage. That's baggage. Amen. Some kind of way we had to throw it on God. Throw it on Him. Cast it on Him. Amen. And kind of clear yourself up. Amen. That you can see what He got for you today. Amen. You can only live one day at a time. You can plan. Amen. But, you know, you got to live one day at a time. You'll find your strength. And living that one day at a time. Amen. Let it go. Let it go and let God have it. Let go and let God. Amen. It affect your faith. It affect your faith. As a man thinketh in his heart. Think about that. If you think, amen, this little hunchback son, the prince king kept watching his little hunchback son. He going up there, jumping up at this statue, stretching and bending and all of that in front of that statue. Took him 8 years. Amen. But you know, like the man, the lady with issue of blood, she had it in her mind. Amen. She wanted to be healed. Well, what people said. She didn't care what people said. Oh, she raised up her money. She was going from doctor to doctor. There she go again, y'all. But she had it in her mind. She know what she wanted. She wanted that negativity, what they talking about, didn't bother her. Amen. All right. We're getting close now. We don't want to put nobody out. Those that were listening, you can push 1 on your phone. All right, 954-4427.
God bless you. If you know, you talked earlier about keeping the negative stuff out of your mind, and this is what the Word is always encouraging us to do. You know. God said He wouldn't even look on sin. And you know, the thing that bothered Jesus the most was that for the first time in His existence, God was not with Him. And God is all positive. and loving. And, you know, he said, and God tells us in his word that to keep our minds on whatever so is true, whatever so is worthy of reverence and honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there's any virtue and excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, we ought to think on these things and weigh them and take account of these things. In other words, God wants us to keep our mind on the positive. You know, when you think about it, if you keep your mind on the positive, then the negative stuff can't get in. But you got to do some fighting. When you come along and there's people saying a bunch of negative and foul language and stuff, you know, you can't participate in that. You can't listen to that stuff. You can't bring that stuff into your home and play it and constantly listen to that and then at the same time be able to strengthen your faith in the word. You know, the word talks about, you know, the same tongue that blesses shouldn't be at the same time cursing a person. You can't bless and curse with the same tongue. It doesn't work like that. God wants us to keep ourselves in a positive mood. That means you got to think on these things that are honorable and good and keep them flowing on your mind. And that's the way you build your faith. That's the way you protect yourself, that you don't entertain the negativity.
All right. Very good. Very good. Negativity, amen. If your mind always cluttered, amen, and have things in there, it'll stop your faith and stop your prayer. Amen. Lord, bless me, whatever. You know, you can't have that, amen, in your mind. Amen. People wonder why, amen, their prayers are not being answered. And their faith, their mind had blocked it, amen, because God hear, but if it comes up generalizing, if it comes up negative, if it comes up, amen, ambiguous, it's going to set there. Because you got to be very specific, you got to be very clear, because it grows in you like a woman have a baby. Amen. The seed begin to grow, after a while begin to show. Amen. You begin to find people that have be on fire about what God is going to do for them. Because they so clear about what they ask God, amen. They were so specific to the minute color of whatever they want, what the type of salary they want, how many hours they want to work a day, amen. They're so clear on what they ask God through Jesus Christ, amen. And that faith begin to grow. They begin to have hope. It's going to happen. But when your mind, amen, it's blocked. Amen. Nothing can grow. Amen. It's going to move. There's always a change. Always a change, brother. And always things going to change. We might not like it. Amen. But, amen, the climate change. Amen. Your age change. Amen. It's always a changing. But we have to, we keep a clear mind. Amen. Just let it go and give God. How do you do that? You have to be around the right Paul said, come out from among them, touch not and handle not. Go places, amen. Go places, you know, that they're not gambling, shooting line, and amen. That's still a lot of fun for our young people. There's still a lot of fun, amen, in life. There's joy in life, amen. There are things you can do in life, amen, with God. The Holy Spirit will show you, amen. But we just have to clear up the mind. Amen. The slothful man said, in Proverbs, he said, there's a lion outdoors. Don't go outdoors. Amen. Because he's lazy. People would talk against you once they find out of what you're trying to do. Jealousy come in. You say, okay, jealous, get out. Worration come in, get out. Worration. Talk to your mind. Clear up your mind. Amen. Junk in, junk out. Amen. Jealousy in, jealousy out. Lying in, lying out. Amen. Let's talk to yourself. Clean up yourself. All right. Paul said we got to renew it. Philippians say These are the things you think on, and when you get your mind clear, then the Holy Spirit can show you. He can begin to show you, amen, how to walk, how to talk, amen. You feel more at rest because you know it's in Christ. Area code 305-4271.
You know, Bishop.
Area code. Yes, sir.
I was just thinking how when I started going to dialysis, I met a nurse that had been in the business a long time, and fortunate for me, she was a friend of my sister. You know, them nurses stick together. So she started there. She said, "Mr. Garrett," she said, "you can live," she said, "but your mind got to, you got to keep stuff off your mind. You see, you got to keep your mind clear. If you don't, your mind, you become demented. You begin to feel and think things that's not really there. So it is true for us that's the way that Satan works. See, he'll drop a thought in on you. And when you entertain it, it become amazing to you. See, he gets your attention. Then he tried to steal. You see what I'm saying? He drops a thought in. It's just like going to fishing. You drop the bait in, right? You don't mind giving a little piece of bait for what you're going to get. So it's just like that in the spiritual sense. So this is why you just mentioned Philippians there, and as he was talking there, the Spirit grabbed me, and he says, "Now, remember, let this mind, the thing you were speaking on, let this be in you." See what I'm saying? And the only way we can get it in us is that God wash us. The Spirit, we let him lead us. See, that's the only way you can get a hold to the mystery. See, the disciples had to be washed. Jesus said, it's the will of God that you know the mysteries of the kingdom. But then he had to teach them. He had to lead them. He had to watch. He had to watch them. So now you see the great change on the day of Pentecost when he filled Peter. See what I'm saying? Then we looking at the situation. So I just thank God because it's good to talk about these things. Things begin to be produced when we listen to the show, we talk about it. Amen, and you begin to understand, okay, I see how it's working now. That's what I was kind of thinking about, Bishop.
All right, very good point. Amen, and always, we're always growing in Christ. Amen, when you said that, I thought about old man Peter. When Cornelius went down and sent his men down to Peter's house, and Lord was dealing with Peter. He said, "No, Lord, I don't eat that. The Lord said, "Everything I clean is good." And Peter still had that prejudice in him. He said, "I don't go into no Gentile's house." He was a Jew. But God said, "No, Peter, you got to get that straight. You got to summarize this thing now. You in Christ. Those that are in Christ. Amen." So all of us, we have growing points. We're constantly growing. And your mind can be very effective. Many of doctors I read said, "Well, you know, if we lose the patient, want to give up, it's nothing we can do." Amen. Very good point. Amen. All right, we can take one more caller. We can take one more caller because we always like to pray. Amen. For those of you, amen. We'll spread the word, and we're praying that you would take all these studies and take them to heart and take them to your friends and relatives, amen, and hide them in your heart, amen, hide them that you can share it, work it out, you got to work it out, amen, work on your problem, be proactive, don't learn to live in your problem. When we was in the world, we had a problem many times, we had to live, didn't know how to get out of it. Didn't know how to get out of it unless we had somebody trying to teach us how to start another problem to get out of that problem. But, amen, since we're in Christ, amen, we learn how to get out of that problem. Be proactive, amen. Lord, say, seek and you'll find. Knock on the door, be open. Because you want to clear up your mind. You don't want to go to your mind, be heavy, heavy on an obstacle or condition, an environment or something, amen. Talk to the Lord about it. Amen. Talk to the Lord about it. Amen. And then seek information about your problem. Amen. And let the word of God become the incubate in your spirit, your idea, whatever it is. Put a picture out there. A picture is more than 1,000 words. A man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You become he. You become that picture. You want to become that future. Amen. You got people that want to be saved. Amen. Go to church. Go to church. Picture yourself as a Christian. Picture yourself as being healed. Picture yourself as having a new job. Picture yourself. Amen. And work your mind. Start studying, learning. Amen. Focusing in that direction. Amen. Protecting yourself. Protect. It's one of the most precious thing you got. Amen. Next to your soul salvation. Keep your soul salvation. Amen. You got to protect it by watching the word of God in your mind. Amen. All right, we're getting ready to go to prayer. Amen. We need some prayers. They'd be specific prayers. Amen. You just push one on your phone. Amen. If you desire to pray, amen. Lead us in a word of prayer. All right? All right, we can go right now. Now we're starting our prayers, our brothers and our sisters. All right, 954-4427. Go right ahead.
Lord God, we pray this evening asking that help us, Lord God, to fill our spirit man, to it overflow with the positive flow of your word. Help us, Lord God, to not have idle minds, but fill our mind with your word. Guide us, Father God, with your word, that the Holy Spirit will strengthen us in our spirit man. Father God, that we will speak your word always, knowing, Father God, that your word and your word alone has the power, Lord God, to change things. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Another caller. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. All right. 305-4271.
Father, we thank you for this show tonight. We thank you for what we have heard, and we thank you, oh God, for giving us a listening ear. We hear what you're saying, amen, through this block talk, and we just say we're so grateful. We thank you, Lord, for fixing our minds, enabling us so to hear what the Spirit has to say. Now my prayer is that you touch all those that are listening. Oh God, that we receive of the same Spirit, that we drink of the same Spirit. Ask you to touch Bishop and his family. Ever remember, oh God, that you promised to come back and get us, and we're just so faithful. We hear in the word that you said that we walk by faith and not by sight. And we know tonight that if we keep our minds stayed on Jesus, that you will hear and we will be able to receive in all accounts. In Jesus' precious name and to your glory we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God tonight. There's no mistake that you're here. And we're praying that you take this word, amen, to protect your mind, to those young in Christ, those that you know, amen, that are being frustrated by a condition or a problem. Amen. Tell them they don't have to live in that problem. They be positive. And be specific with God and pinpoint down, amen,
right,
what they actually write it down.
That's right.
Exactly, and break it down to God and say, Lord, I need this specifically. I need a husband, need this tall, this whatever it is. Need a wife, this tall, this whatever. Break it all the way down. Just don't generalize it. Amen. God is a God of wisdom, knowledge. He's a creator of everything. He can make a big old small fish, amen. He can make a whale. He can make a little small animal that you can only see through a microscope, amen. He's that specific, amen. And then you'll find you get freedom in Christ, amen. And we thank God for all of you tonight. And we love you above all. We're praying for you constantly. You are in my prayers and in my constantly in love. Amen. Because you are a part of this family. Technology family. God bless you. Until next time. Protect your mind, brethren. Until next time. God bless you.